Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. The Texas Tech University School of Music has a new director of orchestral studies, Dr. Philip Mann. He leads the University Orchestra in a concert tonight in Hemley Recital Hall that features four winners of the school-wide concerto competition. To talk about the program, I met Philip Mann and two graduate students who are also conducting on the concert, Christian Chimea and Diliana Lazarova. We're visiting with Philip Mann, who is the new director of orchestral studies at the Texas Tech University School of Music. An upcoming concert is on the way, so we have lots to visit about this morning. Philip Mann, welcome. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And welcome to Texas, and welcome to Texas Tech as well.
Oh, thank you. I have to say the warm and generous kind of rolling out of a welcome is something that my family has never experienced before. It's just been incredible. The people across the community, across the university family, and the faculty and students of the school have all just received us with open arms, and it's been a joy.
Great. Well, we're happy you're here, and we're looking forward to the concert that's coming up and all the activities that you'll have over the course of the year. People haven't had a chance to meet you yet or know very much about you. Tell us a little bit about who you are and your journey to Texas Tech.
Well, it's hard to describe my story without perhaps sounding a little bit like a vagabond, but I was born in Indiana near the famous music school in Bloomington, where my family has lots of ties and continues to have ties there. I grew up in Colorado on a ranch, studied as a violinist and later as a pianist and bassoonist, and eventually, after dabbling in things like engineering, physics, and politics, ended up going into conducting. And it's taken me all over the world. I've studied in lots of different countries and performed in lots of different countries in Europe, Australia, Asia, across the United States, and worked with orchestras in the U.S. for long-term periods in places like San Diego and Indianapolis. But my most recent position has been as music director of the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, where I've been there for 7.5 years, and I'm very proud of what we've accomplished there. It's become an international success story where we've opened new concert halls, been in the black for 8 years, started lots of new series, and are being recognized for innovative and creative programming.
That sounds great. I want to take a whole separate program and talk to you about that at some point. How did you find out about the Texas Tech job and what interested you about it?
Well, I've known about Texas Tech for a long time because my mother is a Kodai specialist. She's actually one of the kind of preeminent authors on the Kodai method and is very well featured in every public education classroom across Texas because she's a lead author for Silver Burnett publications. So she's actually taught here numerous summers in the past. And that has led to lots of stories about fun summers here with friends and faculty. And when the position opened up here, with evangelical zeal, I might say, lots of people reached out to me and they said, please take a look at this. And we'd love to have you, someone like me here. And I followed up on it. I loved the experience. I came out here and conducted the orchestra. I have to say, working with the students was inspiring and invigorating. But the thing that really, really sold me on the potential and the possibilities of the position was this amazing collegiality of the faculty here. It's the most friendly and tight-knit group of music faculty that I've experienced anywhere. And at the same time, there's also this visionary, possibly transformational leadership in place at the college level that I think bodes very well for the future of the entire Texas Tech arts scene here.
Right. You have a concert coming up this evening. Tell us what's on the program and how this concert came together.
This is an exciting program that is the result of programming a year ago before my time. And that's because it's the result of a competition that it spans the all four divisions of the School of Music on the instrumental studies side. So we have a concerto competition every year where young, outstanding students get a chance to offer a solo work, which would be accompanied by an orchestra in competitive fashion. And those people that rise to the top and win their division are offered the very special opportunity to step out in front of their colleagues. And we actually call it a step out in our business, where you step out from within the ranks of an orchestra to stand in front and be featured in the spotlight as a soloist. And in this case, we have a pianist, a violinist, a percussionist playing marimba, and a wind player playing saxophone.
What a great program. So let's unpack that a little bit. What is the piano concerto?
Well, we're doing the D minor concerto of Mozart.
Ooh, serious.
This is a serious piece. Serious, sublime. Mozart at some of his most dark and turbulent. And there's hope, but the hope in this work is the hope that you might find in something like Così fan tutte, which is perhaps slightly hollow in its hope, or at least very real for anyone who's lived and had a full human experience, let's say. And then I'm also conducting the Carnival Overture of Dvorak to close the program. So we're doing it in maybe slightly unconventional fashion, but if any overture could close a program, it's certainly that one. And I wanted to do something that really featured the orchestra as well. And it's something that I think is particularly appropriate on a university campus. You know, the work was dedicated to Prague University when he received an honorary doctorate, and is full of all of these evocative images of things like students frolicking around campus, you know, perhaps flirting with each other, maybe some overly pompous academics in their marches around. It's just a really fun work, particularly for me to present at a university. Of course, we have three other works on the program conducted by my esteemed colleagues here, associate and assistant conductors of our university, Christian Chemet and Daliana Lazarova, and I perhaps should set them up to talk a little bit about the works they're going to be conducting.
Great. Christian, why don't you begin?
Hi, my piece is the Glazunov Sax Concerto, and it's a fantastic piece. It's in one movement form, and within it has a slow movement and a fast movement. It's very interesting because it seems by all the research that I've done, that it's never been heard by Glazunov in a public perform. He was expecting the concert in Paris, where he used to live, and he died just before the concert. So it would be a very interesting way to make him probably hear at his best. And we have this fantastic soloist, Ben Steele, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it would be a nice work. And it's very complex also for the strings, because it's not easy for strings, as Maestro Mann can agree with that, to play with seven flats. It's a lot of flats in this piece. And also it has this recall of the main theme way through this concerto. And I think it would be fantastic. And hopefully we will have sold out and people can enjoy this kind of music.
It's a very exciting piece at the end, yeah?
It's exciting also because Glazunov said that the saxophone would be a new voice in the music world, because the people used to just think about the sax for jazz. That's when he wrote the quartet for sax, and then he wrote the Glazunov concerto.
Right.
To discover,
Christian, where are you from?
I'm from Italy, actually, from Rome. Yes.
Yeah? How did you make your way to the United States?
Oh, as well as the maestro, I studied around, I did Germany, and then I won a fellowship to study in Australia. Then I met Maestro Mann over there, and we got very well together, and we kept in touch. So I kept working, even in the US a few years ago. I went for a tour with a dance company around Australia, Asia, and I thought that I need to not go back to study, but to broaden my possibility into academics as well. So I just follow Maestro Manova here for this new chapter.
Great. Well, I wish you every success tonight with the Glazunov Concerto.
Thank you very much.
Liliana, welcome.
Thank you.
Let's ask you, what are you going to be conducting tonight?
Tonight, I'll be conducting the Lalo Violin Concerto. It's called Symphony Espanol, and we're going to do the last movement of that piece. And also, I'm going to conduct the Séjourné. This is the Marimba Concerto. So I'm conducting two French composers. One of them is a living composer, Mr. Séjourné, and it's an incredible piece because it's some kind of a mixture between Impressionism and Debussy and Louis Armstrong. So we would definitely enjoy performing it, and hopefully the audience will love that piece. I personally fell in love with it. Really beautiful music. And the Lalo Concerto, it's a very, very famous piece for violinists to play because it's extremely challenging, but it has the Spanish charm. So we'll be exploring that with our soloist, Justice Ross is his name, and he's doing a phenomenal job of really presenting all of the different colors of the Spanish world that this French composer is trying to present in the piece.
Yet another of these French composers writing about Spain.
Yes.
So many of them did that, and so
we
magnificently.
We all want to live in Spain, I guess. those will be the two pieces. And for the marimba concerto, Coldy Holmes is going to join us as our soloists, who's also... I've been really privileged to work with the orchestra. Like the level of the musicianship and excitement in this ensemble is really intoxicating. And I'm really glad I'm getting to study and to work with Professor Mann. It's incredible to see this kind of a world of possibilities and really explore how much better and how much more, what can be the next level to reach.
Right. So how did you make your way to Texas Tech?
Well, as soon as I understood that there is a possibility for me to study with Maestro Mann, I took it. So here I am in the heart of Texas, and I'm enjoying it very much. The people are phenomenal, really warm and welcoming, and they could understand my accent, so I'm really happy about that.
Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Bulgaria, but I came to the States when I was 18. To study, and I've been in Indiana University, so we have some common ground with Professor Mann, and we've been to the same places. And then I moved to the South to work as a concertmaster. I'm a violinist also, and now I'm about to be a conductor. So
great. Philip Mann, you have some wonderful graduate students to work with.
Well, I have to say, I mean, this was also an enormous, it had held incredible appeal here, the possibilities of building a conducting studio that offers experiences that perhaps aren't offered anywhere else. And you know, when I look at a program like this, in terms of the concert tonight, I'm inspired and I'm reminded of why I got into business in the first place. You know, why we've got these wide-eyed, talented young people that are full of energy and inexhaustible in that fashion. But I'm also very fortunate now to have two students here in the conducting studio that I think are going to really make a name for the university. They have great futures ahead of them. And I should you know, talk about them just a little bit, because they spoke about themselves with great humility, which I have to say is a fantastic quality for any conductor to have. But these are two very, very accomplished musicians who they ascend the rostrum here for a performance, but they have long histories of performances in their past. Christian has worked all over the world in some of the world's greatest concert halls. He's conducted operas in multiple continents. He used to even coach, as a vocal coach, Pavarotti, so a name that I'm sure all of your listeners know. Daliana has appeared as a concertmaster and as a soloist in numerous places, and is actually even currently appearing as the concertmaster of the Lubbock Symphony. So she steps into a leadership position in multiple ways here in her first month in Texas. I'm thrilled about the future of this studio, and I know that both of these great young talents have bright futures ahead of them.
Great. Well, thank you all very, very much for taking your time out to come and talk to us here on the front row about this upcoming concert. Anybody can come to the concert, right? It's just...
Absolutely. It's general admission. And if experience tells us anything, after our first program, it was basically sold out and you couldn't get in the hall. So please come early. Make sure if you want to sit with your family, you get here early. We're going to have a nice crowd. A lot of supporters here for these young students who have won with their competition. So their studios, their families, their friends. It'll be a great experience shared by all.
Great. Well, thank you all. And Philip Mann, I hope this is the first of many that we'll get to visit with over the course of a long period of time.
Now, it's been an absolute pleasure. I look forward to it.
The Texas Tech University Orchestra plays tonight in Hemley Recital Hall. Soloist Ekaterina Panyukova, Ben Still, Cody Holmes, and Justice Ross join Maestro Philip Mann and graduate conductors Christian Chimea and Deliana Lazarova. More information is at music.ttu.edu. This episode of our program will be available on our website later today. You can also enjoy this program using our public radio app, available at iTunes or Google Play. Thanks for listening to The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick.